Today, we have a guest joining us who is running in the town of Cornwall for selectman. I do believe he is on the Republican ticket. We'll speak right now to Nick DePotis. Nick, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So, Nick, a little bit of background on you here as we start this interview. A little bit about yourself, your past history, and how long you've been in Cornwall.
Well, I've been in Cornwall now for a little over 35 years. My background is I was an investment banker working in New York for the last 30-plus years. And when I retired 5 years ago, I moved to Cornwall full-time. My background is I was born and raised in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I went to undergraduate school in California, and then I attended University of Chicago, obtained my MBA, and I went to work in New York.
So Cornwall, actually, when you moved to Cornwall, that sounds like quite a difference in your past history and the places you've lived and worked in.
Well, it's very different than working and living in New York. However, it's very similar to Wyoming, where I grew up.
So you're used to living in a small town atmosphere.
Oh, very small, and there are a lot of things that remind me of Wyoming living here, especially the Berkshire Mountains, and I just love it. I'm very, very into nature and to enjoying all the things that it can provide, especially the Hoosie. Frequently you'll find me with a fly rod and I'll be on the river. And once I'm there, it's just like being in heaven.
I always say I think one of my favorite pieces of road to ride, I've been a lot of places and is that, Route 7 corridor from West Cornwall to Cornwall Bridge. It's just a spectacular ride. It doesn't matter whether it's winter, spring, summer, or fall.
Oh, beautiful drive. It's a beautiful drive. And getting out on the river, and I can find spots on the river besides that stretch of road where there's no traffic. I can get in the water. I can see wildlife. You know, there'll be a flock of geese that'll be flying overhead, and you think you're in the middle of the outdoors where there's nothing else but you and basically the fish.
Right. So now, is this the first time you're running for office?
Yes, this is the first time I'm running for office. And maybe this is a good time to talk about, you know, why I'm running for selectman.
Absolutely. I wanted to know what
prompted me.
Yeah, what lit the fire? What lit the fire?
Well, a few years ago, I started to attend various town meetings here in Cornwall. There was the Board of Selectmen meeting, the Economic Planning and Zoning meeting, the Economic Development Committee, the Affordable Housing Committee, and I started to notice some very unsettling behavior by the various chairpersons. And I was looking, I said, when did it become acceptable to treat your constituents dismissively? And I thought, well, when did it become acceptable not to listen to your constituents? And I thought, when did it become acceptable to just treat people rudely? So I got mad after thinking about it, and I decided there had to be a change. And that's what lit the fire. So I decided that I'll throw my hat in the ring and run than the Republican nomination for selectman.
It's interesting, you know. Years ago, I had the same feelings about now. I think it's close to 9 years ago, with what was happening with the Region 1 Board of Education. I thought they were being very dismissive of people that were coming to the meetings and not listening and brushing them off, and it was just a bad situation. And I decided to run. I knocked on about 550 doors. And in a race that drew a total of almost 2,000 votes, I lost by about 100, 120 votes. But I felt better after running, even though I lost, because it did open the eyes, and things right now on the Region 1 board are different than they were back then. So just getting out there, putting your ideas out, to me, is a fundamental factor and does make a difference whether you win, lose, or draw.
Exactly. You know what you did? You elevated the conversation. You elevated the conversation. People had to think outside of the box, and that the way things were done historically, that you had some ideas to offer. And that's what I'm trying to do here in pursuing this position.
So what do you find outside of the attitude of some of the people that are on these boards? What do you think are the important issues that Cornwallians face?
Well, over the next year, I see a couple of big issues. Clearly, one is affordable housing. Another one is with the issue of how we're going to deal with our garbage. I'm sure you're aware of that the regional incinerator that we all use in all our towns up here is going to be closing. Now we're going to have to find something, an alternative, do with all this trash.
The closest incinerator, by the way, is in the Midwest, so I'll go on there, and you can imagine how much more expensive it's going to be to get our trash out there.
Exactly. Also, like many towns, we're going to have to debate the issue of retailing marijuana and how we want to handle that in our town. So there are some significant things that we're going to have to deal with over the next 12 months.
Have you begun knocking on doors yet?
Oh, I've been walking the roads, so to speak. I've been attending many farmers markets. We have two of them in Cornwall. I've been camping out in front of the post offices and meeting people. So, yes, I have been knocking on doors. I'm not quite sure if I'm at your 500 number yet, but I'm doing the best that I can.
Well, all I can tell you is that after the election was over, my ankles killed me for about 2 months because you have to park your car and you have to walk. You do. You just can't drive and stop and drive and stop. And this is why I give you and everybody credit that takes the time out of their personal life, their business life, to run for office in a local community, because it's that dedication and the idea that you want to stir up debate and offer other ideas, that all goes into making our political system work.
Exactly. Well, I agree with you more.
Well, you're not that far away from the election now. We're less than really a month away. How do you feel it's gone so far?
Well, it's been very interesting. People are more than willing to offer their advice, which is great. I think, you know, I've always run my career or operated my career in a fashion that I had to listen. And after I listened, I could make better decisions. And people are more than willing to give me their opinions, their views on various issues. There's, as you mentioned, just a few more weeks before the election takes place, I'm going to be having a meet and greet next weekend where I'm inviting everybody to an open meeting, Republican or Democrats who want to come, meet me, ask me a question, enjoy the weather, have some cider, have some pumpkin donuts, and just enjoy a nice fall day in Cornwall.
And where is that meet and greet going to be held?
That meet and greet is going to be next Sunday at the Cornwall Town Library, and it's going to be between 3 and 5 p.m.
All right. Well, once again, I want to congratulate you on taking the time to run. It shows a true commitment to the town, and good luck in the election. And I hope to speak to you again a little bit later on.
Oh, that would be excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick, very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Right.
That is Nick DePotis, who is running for selectman in Cornwall on the Republican side. And once again, people call us, request interviews for political candidates. That's what we do here, and that's how we help keep you informed.